Middle East espionage has just taken a dramatic turn. Yesterday, Iran executed nuclear scientist Ruzbeh Vadi, accusing him of spying for the Mossad. According to Iranian authorities, Vadi passed critical intelligence that allegedly helped facilitate targeted assassinations during the June conflict, which was known as Operation Rising Lion. His death is just the latest in a string of executions tied to what Tehran calls a war against foreign spies. Now, with me on the line to unpack this is Ilan Evyatar, who is the former editor-in-chief of the Jerusalem Report and co-author of the book Target Tehran. Ilan, thank you so much for joining us on the Home Run. What do we know about Ruzbeh Vadi's background, and why was he such a valuable target for Mossad, if indeed the allegations are true?
Ruzbeh Vadi was first of all, thank you for having me on the show. Ruzbeh Vadi was a 40-year-old nuclear scientist specializing in cooling systems for nuclear reactors. He has a doctorate in nuclear engineering in the field of reactor design. He co-authored a paper with two other nuclear scientists, Abdulhamid Minocher and Ahmed Zulfagari, both senior faculty members at Shahid Beheshti University, a very dangerous place to graduate because many scientists who graduated from the Faculty of Nuclear Science there have been assassinated over the years. And those two were killed by Israeli strikes during Operation Rising Lion, although he was arrested 18 months ago or so, and so he would not have been involved directly in the assassination. He was convicted of handing over classified information about the scientists and of cooperating with Mossad.
Iran claims that Vadi met Israeli agents five times in Vienna and received cryptocurrency in exchange for nuclear secrets. Does that match known Mossad tradecraft?
I mean, it's very possible. Obviously, as you said, as a senior nuclear scientist, he would obviously have been a valuable target, according to Iranian officials. As you noted, he was recruited online and later met with allegedly with Mossad case agents in Vienna on at least five occasions, where he received instructions from his handlers and supposedly supplied information about one of those nuclear scientists who was killed now during Operation Rising Lion. Iran's intelligence services said they placed him under surveillance after one of his trips to Vienna, and they arrested him in Iran and charged him with espionage, with cooperating with Israel in exchange for payment. One thing we should note is that a lot of people have been executed since the war, on the pretense of spying for Israel. While he was obviously would have been a valuable target for Israel, not all of them would necessarily fit the bill. He was executed this
As you
morning
say,
along with a somebody who was accused of membership in ISIS and of planning terrorist attacks inside Iran.
Iran has executed people recently for allegedly spying, and often this has happened without transparent trials. How credible are these confessions and convictions?
Well, it's very difficult to say how credible they are. I mean, some of them were involved in cases, well-known cases that were allegedly, according to foreign sources, assassinations that were carried out by Israel in April of this year, before the war. Somebody called Mohsen Langerashin was executed. He was accused of providing assistance to Mossad in the assassination of IRGC officer Colonel Hassan Saeed Khudai in 2022, who was shot by gunmen on a motorbike outside his home in Tehran. He was no stranger to Israeli intelligence. He was reportedly behind a series of revenge attacks against Israeli targets in 2012, including outside the Israeli embassy in Delhi. And that was, in fact, the first assassination on Iranian soil attributed to Israel of an official not connected to the nuclear program. Even during the war, there was another execution of somebody called Mohammad Amin Mahdavi, who was charged with collaborating with Mossad, but he was allegedly forced into confession under torture, and he was a political prisoner with likely no charge, no connection to the charges against him. And the day after the war, the day after the ceasefire, three prisoners were executed. Three Kurds who were involved, who were smugglers, basically, and the Iranians charged that they had smuggled over the border in barrels of alcohol parts used in the assassination of Mohsen Fakhrizadeh in November 2020. And if you remember, Fakhrizadeh was the he was described as the father of the Iranian nuclear bomb. He was the most senior Iranian nuclear scientist. He was sort of the head of the Ahmad program, or the SPND, and as we described in our book, Target Tehran. He was assassinated using a remote-controlled machine gun placed on a pickup truck on the side of the road as he drove with his wife to his weekend retreat outside of Tehran.
Ilan, are we seeing a new phase in the Mossad Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps intelligence war with more aggressive public messaging from both sides?
It's difficult to say, what has happened since the war. I mean, that was only 6 weeks ago or so, and that was obviously the peak of operations, the climax of operations from Mossad's side. So I think both sides will be, on the one hand, Mossad will be looking out for any attempt by Iran to restitute, what has been destroyed of its nuclear program, and also, the Iranians will be looking to take revenge against Israel, possibly through a missile attack, possibly through terrorist attacks overseas, which is a pattern we've seen before. Like I said, Khodai, the IRGC colonel who was assassinated in 2022, was involved in those kind of operations. He was part of Unit 840, which is responsible for those operations. We saw terrorist attacks in Bulgaria, in Azerbaijan, in India, and most famously or infamously against the Jewish Community Center and the Israeli Embassy in Argentina. So, Mossad will be on the lookout for any signs that Iran is attempting something of that nature.
What should Israelis and Jews around the world understand about this regional intelligence battle and where it might go next?
Well, like I said, where it might go next is a function of whether, Iran tries to restitute its nuclear program, whether it tries to carry out terrorist attacks against Jewish or Israeli targets overseas. And also, another place where it might go is Iran, is Israel operating covertly to continue to weaken the regime, which is in a very difficult situation. Infrastructure in Iran is really breaking down. Tehran is almost on 0 day running out of water, which I think is something you almost experienced in South Africa. Industrial output is down. There are a lot of power cuts. So we could see Israeli intelligence trying to accelerate those kind of things.
Ilan Eviatar, the former editor-in-chief of the Jerusalem Report and co-author of Target Tehran, thank you for your insight and analysis. As we hear from you, the case of Ruzbe Vadi and the wider intelligence war unfolding between Israel and Iran is both shadowy and deeply consequential. Thank you so much for chatting with us on the Home Run.